in the mix. We'll have producers past and present in the Air Studio throwing down tracks and seeing if we can actually beat match anything between celebrations and libations. So more to come. Thanks for joining us. Up next, Under the Floorboards with Buddha Bomb.
All right. Thanks to E23 putting together yet another incredible high energy dance show for Electronic Air. Next up is Under the Floorboards, and we're going to go deep under the floorboards. Do you want to give a shout out to DJ Spooky, who happens to be here in Boulder until March. He's a visiting professor, University of Colorado, and he's doing a show this coming Friday night at Fisk Planetarium, and it's going to be pretty incredible. And apparently Spooky has collaborated with five physicists, and it's a kind of a crack the code, unravel the secrets of the universe kind of night. Friday, October 9th, starts at 10 o'clock at the Fisk Planetarium. Also, the following night, October 10th, I'm doing a show at Free Motion, 21st Street in Boulder, with Bethy Lovelight, who does a conscious hip-hop rap kind of extravaganza, and we do a collaboration occasionally. So that's going to be on 1010 at Free Motion. Okay, it is now time for that show, Under the Floorboards. I tend to go electronic, but the focus a little bit different than Electronic Air, which tends to have high energy, repetitive beats. Under the Floorboards is sound and other things that you might hear. Noise. Oh, yeah, that's the other word. Noise. Sound and noise. You are now Under the Floorboards. I'm Buddha Bomb. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Ausatmen. Langes Ausatmen.
They do cause diseases, you know. I've The autonomous Kongo Empire, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
...making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then, with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
4 in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
4, 1, 2, 3, yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3, yes, sir.
Radio Moscow. four time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have...
Yes, sir. And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. Four? No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor, do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect, you know. It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect.
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect, you know.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things they'll talk about. One's politics, and the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the, just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Here it comes.
Belong to us. They must be allowed to continue on their journey.
Enter an explosive world of fast-as-light technology.
One of us is going to penetrate that tin-plated machine with a new load.
Experience the ultimate adventure, the ultimate danger, the ultimate challenge of a future confronting the past, which is our future. That's The Living Legend, the 8 o'clock movie on TV 44.
This is the Piddle Diddle Report.
We're back, and we continue on with C. Elliott Friday and the Soviet Connection. I'm Doug Piddle. I understand that Peter Diddle is once again on the phone from Howland Island, so let's see if we can pick him up now. Peter, this is Doug at ABS.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling you from the first payphone I reached you out about a half an hour ago.
Doesn't sound familiar to me, Peter.
And to tell you the truth, it's a little bit frightening, especially after two pinpoints of light appeared in front of my eyes, suddenly spun out, blinding me. I opened my eyes, and there I was, arriving on the island again.
An epic look at the future of man, looking back to the past, which is still our future.
Look at them.
Well, goddamn, Peter, this is the strangest report we've ever had from Howland Island, not to mention the fact that it's the first. I guess we're going to set a precedent here.
Yeah. You know, even here on Howland, they've got milk duds.
Remember that line about keeping the duds and ditching the diamond?
Who said that?
I can't remember.
From my vantage point, standing on the roof of the snack bar, I can see why certainly appears to be.
Can you see the dome?
By a black hole. Excuse me, can you come over here? I'm from the ABS. Hello, are you getting this?
Yes, loud and clear, Peter. Who have you got there?
Did you say ABS? Yeah, from the ABS, the American Broadcasting System.
Hello, sir.
The ABS, right?
Yes, this is ABS.
I'm with the American Broadcasting System.
We're on the air right now, sir.
Who's this?
This is Doug Piddle of the Piddle Diddle Report.
This is Peter Diddle.
Yes, I know who you are.
We're on the air live right now, sir. Tell me.
Who are you, anyway, and why?
I'm Doug Piddle.
No.
Yeah, my name's Burritt. I'm an engineer here for Mr. Friday.
Interesting. Well.
Yeah.
Mr. Burritt?
Yes?
Could I interest you in a milk dud?
Thank you, but no.
It might remind you of the movie.
Peter, maybe I could ask Mr. Burritt a question.
Aren't you excited?
Mr. Burritt,
yes?
what exactly is going on that island?
What are you talking about right now, anyway, Mr. Burritt?
We had some reports here that there was some scientific testing going on. Highly secret.
Can the island really go underwater? Really?
Transinfiltration. That's the word we have. He's working on a transinfiltration device. Now, is this true or not?
Some of the aspects of the work we're engaging in does overlap on some of what's popularly called transfiltration.
I see. And how far along is this project? Is he ready to actually infiltrate?
Well, our hands
look
has
at that.
What's wrong
somewhat,
with Peter?
Somewhat forced.
We don't have a video feed. God,
what's wrong with Peter?
The dome is opening up! Oh, the dome is opening up! It's
run in, Peter! Run in! Now's
okay.
Your chance! Run in!
I have to... My beeper is beeping something. Thank you for your time.
Fine, we'll catch up with you later. Well, there you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Diddle is now apparently inside the dome, Mr. Friday's own control dome there on the island. I still bet you dollars to donuts he's not on the island. I'm pretty sure from the reports we had, the film, the videotape, the freeze frames, everything, I think he's in Moscow right at this moment. But that in itself is deserving of a little spotlight. So, let's turn one on.
We asked listeners in the United States for their views on the significance of Soviet-American relations. We also wanted to know what areas of cooperation, in their opinion, can yield the best results. Here's what a listener in California had to say about it.
My name is Eric Gugelberger. I am 31 years old. I am a sales representative for a international trading company.
Hello, Peter, is that you?
Yes! Help me!
What's wrong, Peter? We're off the air right now. I'm running the Radio Moscow feature.
To the United States, and therefore,
inside a cell? Hello? Peter? Peter, is that you?
Soviet Sasquatch.
Peter!
Yeah?
Prisoner, step forward.
Oh,
the walls are moving back. It's another big window.
Yes, look at that. My God, that's incredible.
Peter, what's happening?
Oh, they have me by the arms, and they are pushing me inside!
Peter!
By a black hole.
But now a new world was open to him.
Ago.
No problem, Peter.
Then the door closes behind him. Safe, secure, come.
And the end beneficiaries of this trade would be the people who will be doing the buying.
We interrupt this feature for a special announcement. I just talked to Peter Diddle off the air. He's on the island, of course, and he is inside the cell tomb. Is that what it is? I don't know. The console is all scrambled here. Come on, read out. Well, it's not complete.
Well, you can forget all that. This is Dickie Diamond from UMN1. Surprise! The UMN has just informed me
I will soon have my own program on the NetWeb soon. Therefore, with great pleasure, I've decided to return you to your rightful channel. Get used to it.
I see what looks like
Peter.
Thousands of stars. It looks like outer space.
That's just the floor. He has it painted that way.
Off course, in the kitchen, shucking corn, a man sells life insurance. In the master bedroom and den wait two other men with life expectancy charts. They've helped themselves to razor-thin china bowls full of sliced bananas. A sales rep sits in the children's bedroom, blanching bacon over a hot plate. And he's got a life insurance offer that really, if you're completely and totally honest, it just can't be beat. On the master bath toilet, another salesman, holding an oyster and a chrome-handled oyster knife, sits with an actuary standing by at the alert. He's offering free premiums for the first 3 months. One life insurance salesman for each room of the house. And this place has 8,000 square feet, not counting the garage or deck. Let's face it, this place is a goddamn dream home.
People in the grocery store are taking thoughts out of my head.
We're coming after you. We're coming after you. We're coming after you.
They act strange. They do funny things.
Stand their children on top of the toilet seat and...
We don't understand people who have diseases of their brains.
You just unzip, get out, go, zip, and off you go.
Now you're talking.
When we are through... We certainly make a fine appearance.
Now you're talking.
Talk about terrific pieces of equipment.
Now you're talking.
And we're sure there's a good reason for it, but we don't know what the reason is. And we're sure there's a good reason for it.
And exactly what shape is it? And tell us everything.
Now you're
talking. This is Brother Hardy's daughter, Sister Sharon. This is Brother Hardy's daughter, Sister Sharon. This is Brother Hardy's daughter, Sister Sharon. This is Brother Hardy's daughter, Sister Sharon.
How long during the day they're stiff?
Third of the time would meet about 33 1/3%.
That's right.
Third of the time would meet about 33 1/3%.
That's right.
And it's one full hour of time. And it's one full hour of time.
Going down, it's probably about 8 inches long.
Now you're talking.
Ultimately, it will get totally, mushy and...
I mean, why would women want something like this, but...
Now, we shouldn't be too quick to smile at that.
The people in the grocery store are taking thoughts out of my head.
We're coming after you.
They act strange.
Stand their children on top of it.
They do funny things. We don't understand diseases of their brains. We don't understand people who...
Just unzip, get out, go, zip, unzip, get out, go, zip, unzip, zip, unrip, rip open.
And if they've seen any real action, and if they've seen any real action, and if they've seen any real action.
At one point,
point the ape did not know what to do, and at one point the ape did not know what to do, and at one point the ape did not know what to do, and
Along with the new unit.
And the hidden things will be revealed.
Now you're talking.
Be as graphic as you like. Go ahead.
Right, okay. It's basically the shape of a crooked... It's very, very tiny. It has a wide mouth opening.
What happened to you when you were a child?
Describe a program of education prevention.
And it has a little handle on top so you don't ever come in contact with anything.
Describe a program.
Soot and mortar, one above another.
Coming home in dribs and drabs.
Twisters are blamed.
There ought to be laws against those persons who would deliberately expose themselves.
Now you're talking.
Practice makes perfect, in other words.
Dad, you need to try it a couple of times.
I'm sorry. Okay. June 2nd.
However.
Or June 3rd. June 2nd. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We've read it on this program in times past.
Generally, because the brain chemistry is fouled up.
What was his name? Squanto, that had been to England? I forget. What was his name?
Tons of fascinating stuff on it.
But
nothing.
Nothing. It is simply a disease, a terrible disease, but nevertheless a disease.
Do you really think so?
Yes. For
mostly...
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Think so?
Yes.
They were kind of like
a poetry.
Well, big, colossal, grandiose, voluminous, enormous, humongous.
All right.
Thou hast commanded us to go forth that.
All right, shoot.
And thou didst have to reach down, as it were, into the pit of.
All right.
That was a funny.
It was a real good one too.
Besides being good, it was also very funny. A lot of
very funny.
Super.
But nothing. Nothing.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And before the angry taxpayer was restrained and his pit bull shot by police, 12 employees at the IRS office were badly mauled and had to be hospitalized. That's all the headlines, red lines, and deadlines for this hour. This is Vat Lardner for the Universal Media NetWeb. Now, stay tuned for Test Wave, a unique cultural simulcast with Radio Moscow.
In the shadows of the Kremlin.
Receptacle programming.
Hidden even from the KGB.
Please.
Looms an awesome conspiracy.
To quote President Eisenhower, we have the power. The only thing to do is to put it together.
Sinister, treacherous, and entirely possible. The pawns are in place. The wheels are in motion. But his most deadly enemy is time.
This is the Universal Media Network.
The only thing to do is to put it together.
And the countdown has begun.
Your leader in product development, Test Wave. Test Wave.
Welcome to Test Wave, Western America's newest and most innovative listener response assembly. Test Wave is being presented by your friends at Morristat Market Research, who would like to say thanks to the numerous individuals who've agreed to take part in this all-new and exciting conceptual study. Now, before we begin, here's a review of the guidelines for our randomly selected participants. Now, each Test Wave household has received a complete Solburn Cubulax interactive home system. Each respondent within your household should be equipped with a handheld StatPak input module. At given times, you'll be asked to touch the appropriate key to send us your particular opinion of a new and possibly returning feature. Please be sure to keep your StatPak within 10 feet of the gray box by your radio when sending. For those listeners who have not been selected, stay by your phone and prepare yourself for one of the most thrilling events in the history of modern communication. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Test Wave.
Live from the Universal Media Network and Radio Moscow, it's Test Wave 2.
A program originating at Radio Moscow.
Another in a series of Test Wave simulcasts arranged and produced by C. Elliott Friday for the Time Zones Exchange Project.
Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Did you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid.
Good, good, good hello, and welcome to Test Wave. I'm Dickie Diamond, your intercontinental host with the most from coast to coast, to coast to coast. Well, tonight, we bring the wonders of communications technology to bear on the bear. Yes, that cuddly little rusky bear we're all trying so hard to love. But as everybody knows, nothing happens till somebody buys something. And you guys with the 11 time zones just can't find anything to buy in any of them. But don't spin your cylinders yet, because we're here to give your economy a boot in the right direction, Jack. Yes, sirree. Tonight, you'll learn from us, U.S., the Western masters of the highly pitched lifestyle. And I'm not talking horseshoes. I'm talking the holy grail of sales. Hallelujah! Yes, sit back, but don't relax, because you got to grab all the gusto we can spare. That's how it works here, and I bet in no time at all, that's how it'll work there, too. Because the most important word is still the word free. And to prove it, here is, at no cost to you, Test Wave. Soak it up. We'll squeeze you later.
Elliot Friday.
All right. Is it okay if I ask questions?
Am I included
be
in this?
Be the first to wear one in your neighborhood. Okay, good luck. We're ready.
I'm not sure I am, but okay. Let's...
Targeting your needs.
I want everybody
up. Gentlemen, have your attention, please. The Doctor of Style, at the request of Mr. Volkov, asks all of you to please rise and respect Nikolai Volkov's singing of the Soviet National Anthem.
I was afraid of this.
We all know that two thoughts cannot occupy the mind at the same time.
Did you ever notice that you and I regularly think of things as paired opposites?
Positive or negative?
How is it you said, the urge to merge with a splurge?
We might cooperate in various branches of industry.
Minyana baseball, buzz me, minyana tribuni, kupi minya orehi konfetki, mne vsyo ravno, yesli ya ne vernus, poddergivay za nashu komandu, zhalko yesli ne prigrayut, eto raz, dva, zhalko yesli ne prigrayut, eto raz, dva.
Over the rainbow, way up high, there a wind that I heard once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a winter lullaby. Someday I'll wake up on a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where travel smell like lemon drop, away above the hay. Away above the my chimney top, where I'll find me somewhere over the rain. There's a wind in a hurt, a wind in a lullaby. If happy little bluebirds fly me on the way, but why, oh, why can't I?
keeps fainting.
Fainting.
And not being able to get out of bed.
Yeah, fainting.
And not being able to get out of bed.
Yeah, you've been doing what I recommended. Yes.
And he keeps fainting.
Fainting.
And not being able to, and he's dizzy all the time, and he's running 106.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin.
Been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. And I gave him the antibiotics.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended? Fainting.
And not being able to get out of bed.
Yeah.
He keeps fainting.
Fainting.
And not being able to get out of bed.
Yes.
And he's dizzy all the time. He's running 106. Keeps fainting.
Fainting.
And not being able to get out of bed.
Yes.
And he keeps fainting.
Fainting.
And not being able to get out of bed.
Yes.
And he's dizzy all the time. And he's running 106. Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. And,
yes.
And he's dizzy all the time. And he's running 106.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. And yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. And I gave him the antibiotics.
You've been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. And I gave him the antibiotics. And I gave him the antibiotics all the time. And he's running 106.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin.
Oh, no. 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 No.
Grooves of this record is the sound of In the grooves of this record is the sound of the evening started with the electronic equipment distributed in separate rooms. This album, Variations, recording of a concert, get Variations 4 by John. In each room was a complete record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, and so on. Would be inserted into the system. Such as the mic on the would be inserted into the front of the entrance, so that the sound of the traffic could be inserted into the system at will. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of either John, the traffic could be inserted into the system at will. In each room was an operator on the system at will. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of either John, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. Many of the speakers and
Schweitzer. Let me look. Say
Just tell that.
Are you a real doctor? I just wondered that. I mean, are you
$10 million.
Stupidity.
Temperature.
And my temperature is normal.
You've had your appendix removed?
Yes, I took it out.
Mm-hmm. Appendix removed?
Yes, I took it out. I don't have it anymore.
Yes,
well, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
Yeah, my temperature is normal.
You've had your appendix removed?
Yes, I took it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it anymore.
Yes,
no appendix.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
Yeah, my temperature is normal.
You've had your appendix removed?
Yes, I took it out.
Have you been checking your temperature? What has been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away. Well, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away. About 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time. That's a long time. How long has this been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time. Being nausea?
Nausea occasionally, yes. I sometimes wake up nauseated.
Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Thank you.
That was Dueling Banjos, track by Nurse With Wound from their album Ladies Home Tickler. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Buddha Bomb. Had a great time. Did Under the Floorboards since 11. Finished up with Nurse With Wound, Dueling Banjos. Prior to that, Sycamore by Negative Land. Also, Over the Hiccups by Negative Land. Prior to that, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Then Three Shorts with Noise and Rhythm by Pedro Rabello. Prior to that, Radio Silent Orchid Single Force. And right before that, we heard Life's Big Dream, Eric Belgium. Went on a bit of a Negative Land splurge, played the Piddle Diddle Report. And before that, Nurse With Wound, the Tumultuous Upsurge. Before that, Negative Land Time Zones. And we started out at 11 o'clock with Nurse With Wound, Registered Nurse, Second Coming. And that brings us to right now. Well, it looks like no one's going to show up for Sleepless Nights. So I've got to save some files, clean up, do a few things around here. So I'll play a few things. Going to continue with some Negative Land. Thanks for tuning in to KGNU Community Powered Radio.
The overwhelming majority of Soviet teenagers support perestroika. The leisure time preferences of young people include reading fiction, watching TV, listening to music, and traveling. Their least favorite activities are gardening and growing vegetables.
For 50 years, Vivitar has been the innovator in photography.
Полувековая история Vivitar-а – это история новаторства в фотографии.
And since photographs are an international language without words,
хотя международный язык фотографии международен и не нуждается в словах,
Vivitar is proud to bring you this international radio program with words.
Vivitar с